Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Welcome to the fourth episode of our Crime Fighters series, Killing Me Softly. In the last episode, Samia reported to the police that she had suspicions about her husband's death at work at the Simba Metals refinery. However, her plea fell on deaf ears. Ida seems to be falling for her boss Tonka, the managing director of Simba Metals. Meanwhile, Dr. Dundu has told Ida that her 15-year-old son Imbachi has lead poisoning. What will she do about it? Let's find out in this episode entitled Not All Crime Fighters Wear Uniform. We pick up the story early in the morning at a children's playground in Dongela Maji village. Let's see what Oji, the Simba Metal supervisor, is doing there.
That's enough. I think this trench is big enough. Hey, bring the waste and offload it into the ground, then cover it over.
But Oji, this is a football pitch. Children come and play here every day. Don't you think it would be better to bury the waste from the factory somewhere else?
Sure, no problem. Just give me the keys to your house and we'll dump it there. Come on, give me the keys. I didn't think so. Now bring the wheelbarrows over here and bury that waste.
Okay.
Hurry up. What's wrong with you? Are you still asleep? Why have you stopped?
Someone's coming this way.
Good morning, Oji. What are you two doing in the children's playground?
Good morning, Samia. I didn't expect you to be up so early. I'm very sorry about your husband.
Yes, Tim was a good workmate. A very hard-working man.
True, very true.
You still haven't answered my question. What are you doing here? What's this trench for?
Simba Metals Refinery has donated, goalposts for the kids to play football. That's why you've dug this trench. But don't let me keep you from your business.
No, actually, Oji, it's good that I've seen you. I want you to be honest with me. You and I both know my husband didn't die of malaria. Please, help me find out what really happened.
What? Oji, is that true? We were told by the company that Tim came to work sick with malaria.
Who asked for your opinion? Just get on with your work. Go and fill that trench.
All right.
Oji, Tim had a lot of respect for you. You owe this to him. Please, help me.
I'm very sorry, Samia. I truly am, but I don't think I can.
To do. But I'm still thinking about what Dr. Dundu told us yesterday. How on earth could Imbachi have come into contact with lead? Oh, thank God we have the internet to search for answers to important questions like this. Let's see. Lead poisoning. And here we go. Lead is a strong poison. You cannot see, smell, or taste lead. That explains why it's difficult to find out how the lead got into Imbachi's body. Dr. Dund mentioned breathing in lead dust and drinking water from old lead-poisoned pipes, but that can't be it. So what are the other possible sources? Let's crawl down.
Oh, hello, Tonka. What can I do for you?
Ida, where's the report I asked you to prepare?
I'm still working on it. I'll bring it to your desk as soon as it's done.
You need to finish it in 30 minutes. I'm presenting it to the board this afternoon.
I understand. Is there anything else?
No, that's all for now.
Okay.
Wait. I've just remembered something. Would you like to go out tonight? I know this beautiful restaurant with a lovely view of Dongalamaji. I'm sure
I'm sorry, Tonka, but I can't tonight. I have to be there for my son. He's revising for the mock exam he missed when he fell sick.
Oh, what a pity. I was hoping you'd say yes, but I understand.
Thank you. Now I really need to work on that report.
Exactly. 30 minutes. That's all you have.
Where was I? Right. Sources of lead poisoning. Sources of lead exposure include batteries, solder, pipes, pottery, roofing materials, and some cosmetics. I still don't see any connection to Imbachi. Wait. This is interesting. Important sources of environmental lead contamination include mining, smelting, manufacturing, and recycling activities, and, in some countries, the use of leaded paint. Smelting, roof material, leaded paint, recycling activities? Is it possible that... Oh my goodness!
Just come in. Wow, Ida, that was quick. I mean, the report. You're really good at your work.
Tonka, I have a few questions I'd like to ask you. Please answer me truthfully.
Did you bring a Bible? I can swear to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but...
This isn't a joke, Tonka.
Okay. Sure, go ahead.
Does Simba Metals Refinery use lead in its roofing materials and wall paint?
Where did that come from?
Please answer the question. Does this company use lead in its materials?
Yes, but we're not the only ones.
Where do you dump the waste from the refinery?
Ida, what is this about?
Where, Tonka? I need to know.
Well, we dump it at the place that was allocated to us by the Dongalamaji Council.
And where exactly is that place?
By the river. Then the waste is washed away.
Right, it's washed away. Into the homes of unsuspecting women who use the water to cook, bathe and wash clothes, slowly poisoning themselves and their families with lead.
Ida, what's got into you? I understand you've been stressed by work and with your son's ill health, but I...
One last question. When you moved into the company house, it was newly painted. Were those paints lead-based?
All our company houses are painted with the same paints we produce here.
You mean the same poisonous paints produced here? No wonder you wouldn't leave your office without protective clothing.
Watch your mouth, Haida. I like you very much, but I'm still the boss here, and I don't like the tone of your voice. I suggest you refrain from continuing with this conversation, or else...
Or else what? Do you have any idea what you've been doing to the residents of Dongalamaji? To us? To my son?
That's it. I've had enough. You're fired.
What?
Good morning.
Who the hell are you? And who gave you permission to enter my office?
Seeing as you were already in a private session with your secretary, I decided to make my visit unannounced. I apologize for my dramatic entrance.
Ida, do you know this lady? Look, whoever you are, I suggest you make an appointment with my secretary here.
Oh, am I still your secretary, Tonka? I thought you just sacked me.
Let me take this opportunity to introduce myself. I'm Samia Kwake, Tim Kwake's wife. Your employee, remember? He died recently in unclear circumstances here at the company. And I'm not leaving this office until I know exactly what killed my husband.
And with that stalemate inside Tonka's office, we end this fourth episode of Killing Me Softly. Don't miss out on the coming episode to find out what happens next. If you'd like to listen again to this episode or to any of the previous ones, just visit our webpage dw.com/crimefighters. You can also comment on the characters, the story, or the subject matter on our Facebook page. Until next time, bye-bye.